It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. This is me, your host, Joe Canale, and this is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Friday, November 1st. Happy November or Movember, whatever you're doing. It's November. And this is your Daily Sports Dump, and we're going to get right to the joke. So here we go. Once I find them. By the way, this is take four. Make that take five, because I screwed up right after saying take four. Here we go. Softball players at Rutgers allege that they've had to endure physical and mental abuse from their coaches. The allegations include weight shaming, threats of having scholarships revoked, and most disgusting of all, being forced to attend Rutgers football games. In pro football, Cowboys coach Jason Garrett sent two of his players home from practice for being late to a meeting yesterday. When asked about it, the players said it was nothing out of the ordinary, since Jason Garrett is usually the reason why we get sent home every season. From the playoffs, or not even in the playoffs at that point. And I won't do that, because that's taking someone else's thing. We'll work on that. That's for next week, folks. In conclusion, former NBA first-round pick Jim Farmer was arrested last week after soliciting an underage girl on the internet. Now, the allegations put the Alabama native at risk of a 10-year prison sentence or a 6-year term as an Alabama senator. We'll see. Okay, as I said, folks, this is the end of week two. We hope to do week three and on and on. Now, you can download, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or on Podbean, and we're listed under the Sports Dump. Why don't you leave a review and a rating if you can? You can follow us on Twitter for some funny jokes, hopefully, at Sports Dump Show, or on Facebook, where we don't put much content up, at Sports Dump, or on Instagram at @the_sports_dump, because as you probably know by now, I deleted the actual Sports Dump address, not on purpose. And if you have a chance, go to sportsdump.com for archive material. And we do have a Patreon, although we don't have any Patreon-specific material yet. We are working on that. And that is at the Sports Dump. You really got to dig for it, though, because we have no patrons yet. But if you are our first patron, we'll make a big deal of it in some way, shape, or form. And everyone who becomes a patron, at even a dollar, gets a free micro bumper sticker sent to their house if you give us your address. It's a sticker so small, it defeats the purpose of having it at all. All right, and as I said, in the upcoming weeks, we'll be doing some more interviews, hopefully, and some like regular segments that hopefully have some comedic worth to them. In the meantime, just keep listening to what we're doing, and have a good weekend. Bye. Oh, and I'm just getting back here for a second to say, don't think I don't know that hockey's being played, but we usually wait to the playoffs to acknowledge it.